We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. I was raised in a strict household where children were seen but seldom heard, especially at the dinner table. My mother was an active conservative Republican whose roots went back to the American Revolution, while my father, a child of recent Romanian immigrants, was an engaged liberal Democrat and active unionist. The discussions at the dinner table were lively, but they seldom disagreed on outcomes. By my senior year in high school, I was living with my mother's parents and learned what true Republican conservatives believed in, and supported quietly, I might add, in their daily lives. While they weren't perfect, this is what I learned from my grandfather, the eldest of 12 children from a small farm in Wisconsin, and my grandmother, the daughter of a Methodist tent preacher. To be a conservative is to honor and preserve the fundamental institutions, processes, and structures, and the rule of law. To be conservative is to be financially prudent, while also investing in common groundworks, which support individual success for all citizens. To be conservative is to be welcoming and inclusive. To be conservative is to have a strong moral compass and the willingness to challenge wrong regardless of its source. These principles are not Republican or Democrat principles, but American principles regardless of ethnicity, religion, social status, or income. Our nation has been strained from these principles for 50 years now, undermining our Constitution and fracturing the structure of our government. The U.S. Senate claims to be the greatest deliberative body the world has ever known. I can't attest to whether or not that was ever true, but their collective actions in the impeachment trial of Mr. Trump attest to the fact that it certainly can't make that claim anymore. The Republican majority has strayed from the conservative norms they used to champion, disgraced our Constitution, and are undermining the basic principles most Americans believe in. They have also brought new meaning to the idea of a do-nothing Senate. In 2019, by not taking a single vote the entire year on legislation to advance social or economic justice in the United States. Elected officials have a special duty to conduct themselves beyond reproach. They must strive to conduct all public and private actions with honor and integrity, and must value objective truth and, in turn, be truthful to their own statements and interactions. All elected officials must continually work to hear the voices of all while making hard decisions on behalf of their fellow citizens. Anything less impedes the problem solving our country and the world desperately needs. I believe the big question we all need to be asking ourselves is whether or not we are individually and collectively resilient enough to heal this widening schism, regain a realistic focus, and move forward constructively in what I believe is an unprecedented period in human world history. This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.